We were all over the place this past weekend.
It's the weekend update.
First of all, looking ahead a little bit tonight, that would be the Alito Coaches Show podcast going on there in Hudson Oaks, a Boo Rays up New Orleans. Kevin Lundquist and the crew, 7 o'clock start time right there, and the simulcast on our Hank YouTube channel.
Oh, did they give you the password?
Nope.
Dang it.
Mayfest is coming up this week. That explains the storms. Of course, another week of Hank's Jam on Wednesday, Cruise Night on Thursday. We had a blast with you and Garner on Saturday. More as that as we go along. Hey, welcome back, everybody, from Melody Mountain and Larry Joe Taylor Fest from this past week and weekend. And for those that are the few that are still there, you're eventually going to have to go home.
Uber.
You're eventually going to have to go home. A $600 Uber from Melody Mountain. Elsewhere, it was a Concert City. Our buddies, the Bellamy Brothers, rocked it as they always do at Billy Bob's to kick off a weekend. I did not. I didn't know anybody that went to the Kendrick Lamar SZA concert.
You didn't?
No. But I hear it went wonderfully.
That's good. Was it like SZA? So SZA?
I tell you, Drake wasn't there. That I can definitely tell you was there on that. But another big weekend. We have Stars playoffs continue on, and they're in a big old fight. I think it's locked in 2-2 in the opening round series against the hated Colorado Avalanche going on there. We'll line up some of the weirdness of the NFL draft. And what the Dallas Cowboys did coming up here in about an hour, a little bit. But what do we have going on in the Heather Lee world?
Well, you know, the Texas Rangers played once again this weekend out at Parker County.
Hello, Baldu.
He did well. I think the last time I checked the score, it was like 31-25.
That's pretty good.
He got another.
It's a high scoring affair.
He got another. Yeah, he got another two.
I want to start going to these games.
Home runs.
Man.
And really, the snack bar is the winner.
Yeah.
Must have dropped at least a 10 spot. But, you know, before all that, my son is a budding entrepreneur, and I think we need to call Shark Tank because he told me he wanted to order a dog toilet on Amazon.
A dog toilet.
A dog toilet. And thinks that we could also add a dog bath outside, which would really make us the envy of the neighborhood.
Put that
on the list.
Yeah,
we could do like you do bunnies, kitty cats, somebody. And guess what I did? Got a new table because you know I took back the old. I took the 4-year-old one back when my best friend Darla was here, and so we've been kind of like using like a spare table, and I found one at an estate sale.
Ah,
guess how much?
$32?
$37.
Hey, I was the closest one going over.
Six chairs.
That's right, Drew Carey. Put me on the Price is Right.
That's right. What about you? I want to hear about WrestleMania.
It was WWE, yes.
So, okay, that's what I said.
And it was SmackDown at Dickies Arena on Friday night.
Right.
First of all, the place was... It was sold out, and it was already full, like 90 minutes to start time, man. It was an awesome crowd. This is something, I have a little Swiss Army knife, a tiny little miniature Swiss Army knife on my keychain.
Oh, no.
And I forget about it, and I don't really fly, and it's never really an issue. But going through security there, it's an issue. So I'm like, okay. And I didn't want to walk the 16 miles to the car. So I just laid it down on just like a common area. And I'm like, all right, I looked at the kiddo. It's going to be a fun game to see if it's still there or not. Here's the thing about a wrestling crowd. In all due respect, because obviously when I say country music crowd, that's us included on that too. You put them in this with this. You put any other wrestling crowds. When I came back after the 3-plus-hour show, I just, you know, was walking out with the parents and the kiddo. And I was like, oh, I forgot. Let me go look just to see. Thinking, no way.
Yeah.
It was there along with about six other knives that everybody had just decided, and nobody took anybody else's.
That is
it was
amazing.
All right there. A wrestling crowd is just so cool.
Even if
John Cena's bad, there's goodwill in this world. I thought that was neat. But it was super stellar.
Didn't know you.
Saturday morning where we went out to the Hank hometown of Garner, Texas. And it was a big day for them. The second annual 42 Fest We talked a little bit about the history of that, invented in Garner back in the 1880s, and that's a domino game right there, which I did not play because the steely gleam of those players who do this. And it was a qualifier for the state tournament.
Whoa.
They didn't want my monkey business in there. They just, you know. I wasn't told
no. Get out
of
here, JB.
I just knew that wasn't my place.
You got the steely look?
But with the microphone running around, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we were right there at the Garner ISD, and lo and behold.
Carolyn Graves. I'm from Weatherford.
From Weatherford.
I teach at Garner.
Garner ISD. Longhorns.
Longhorns.
Go Longhorns. This is a fascinating history wrapped in so many different things. You got the 42 domino history.
Yes,
you've got, I just was walked over, I think I walked the entire town of Garner in just a minute ago.
Yes.
Which, you know, it was a nice little 3-minute walk. I love it out here. So how long have you been teaching here?
This is my first year here at Garner. Yes, sir.
Very good. And what do you teach?
I teach art.
Yeah.
I teach 7th grade, some different CTE classes, and I'm the attendance clerk.
Wow. That sounds like, do you like sweep the parking lot too afterwards?
If needed, yes, sir.
Okay, all right, very good.
Law school, everyone wears about 20 hats.
I just was told that Garner has the first graduating senior class they've had since 1948. Is that right?
This is our first year for seniors. Yeah, we got 20 seniors.
Wow. Look at that.
Hang on real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Diane!
I don't think Diane's going to talk to us. Oh, is she wearing the pirate hat?
Yeah, so this is the best part. She's my big sister.
Yeah? Like, literally?
She's literally my sister. Okay. She's the principal.
All right. Oh, we have the principal. Tell everybody your name and what you do.
My name is Diane Shaw, and I am the principal of 6th through 12th grade here.
Very nice. Congratulations. We were just talking about the first graduating class of seniors since 1948.
Absolutely. Very exciting.
When's graduation day? It's really soon, right?
May 22nd.
Ooh,
and we have 20 graduates.
Go Longhorns.
Hashtag Garner greatness.
Ooh, hashtag it. I love it. You know about the show, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir, I do. I listened to Will Sink or Float just this morning.
No, just
I was floored.
No, on the sprinkles. The sprinkles.
Yes, the sprinkles. They sunk. They didn't float.
Now, as educators here in Garner ISD, does Will It Float have any sort of, we know the entertainment value. Does it have any educational value, you think?
Of course.
Absolutely. Science teachers have been doing that for many, many years.
Ah! See, we're taking the classroom and we're putting it in the studio. I don't know. Do dominoes float? That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Okay.
Maybe you can do that. Maybe that could be your next one.
You know we can do it.
Thank
y'all
you.
Are great.
Fantastic. Salute. And the big game that Diane loves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's sing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Diane!
Hi, Diane.
Diane!
Hey, Diane!
And me with KB and Heather Lee.